You are listening to Ismail Hassan. I am the founder and head coach of Aikido of London. Welcome to the Aikido of London discussion series. Today's chat is with quite a few people. I've got Ivan Mello and Kathy Humphries, Olga Colchina, and Rodrigo Mazzoro Blanco. It's four people and two couples. And that is the subject of discussion today. Couples in relation to their training and obviously Aikido. And guys, can you briefly introduce yourselves, even though a couple of you have been on podcasts before, but a brief introduction so people know who you are. Starting with Kathy.
Hello, my name's Kathy. I'm in a couple with Ivan, just to clarify. We're the first couple. And I have been on before. I was talking with both yourself and Olya about the women in Aikido topic. And as I mentioned before, I've been training with you for about a year and a half now. So that's where I'm at. And I'm also a music teacher, which is where I met Ivan.
Yes, that's right. My name is Ivan Mello. I've been training at Aikido of London, I think, for nearly 6 years now. And I'm originally from Brazil. I've been doing Aikido for maybe nearly 23 years now. And yeah, me and Kathy, we're a couple. And we were friends before, and the Met kind of joined us
and getting married soon.
Yeah, and getting married
very soon. Congratulations, this is very good. And Olya, please introduce yourself. Hello.
My name is Olya Kolchina. I'm originally from Belarus. I've been doing Aikido for over 15 years and under instruction of Ismail for over 10 years. I'm in couple with Rodrigo, and we actually met doing Aikido when I moved to London in the first dojo. It was not with Ismail, but we met there. My job is in artificial intelligence, and well, Aikido is a big part of life.
Hello, I am Rodrigo Mazzorra. Originally from Colombia, and I've been training with Sensei Ismail Hassan more than 10 years, and overall Aikido over 25, but it feels like everything is new every day. Been with Olya, we met in Aikido, and it's been a good experience, for good and for bad, to be a couple in Aikido. It is a great opportunity to grow out of Aikido. I'm an entrepreneur, and I like infinite games.
That's an interesting introduction, Rodrigo. Hello, everyone. I'm glad you all made it, and I think this is a great opportunity for us to have a good chat here, because we've already covered relationships. I mean, the last podcast was with Miroslav and Gina, who are a couple themselves, a husband and wife, and they also met through Aikido. But the main part of that discussion was about friendship and how just through this activity, this very important activity that we're all engaged in, that something comes about that that maybe a friendship of a particular quality or a character forms out of it that may be different than if it wasn't for Aikido. And seeing as speaking for myself, seeing as I don't do other stuff and haven't done for a long time, I can't speak for others. But I can speak of that. Indeed, connections and friendships do form through Aikido. Some last and for a long time, and some potentially forever. But this time we're talking about even more special relationships, is you guys, couples. I'm not going to ask anyone, but maybe you guys should take over here and just talk about it, you know, how you feel about it. It is a subject I am familiar with over the years, but that was a long time ago, and it'd be great to hear from you. So let's start with the order, maybe, that we did. And, with Kathy, Ivan, or Rodrigo, Olya. Yeah, just go for it, guys. Let's get some stuff out there.
Well, I guess the one of the great things for us at the moment is because the dojo is closed, we haven't been able to go there to train. Mm. Yet because we're together,
we can train.
Yeah, we have a training partner. So that's been really we've definitely felt very lucky that we've been able to do that. Because we train together, but we also work for the same music service, and so it's kind of interesting because we have been spending we've been living in each other's pockets, basically, haven't we? Since this lockdown, because we've got a small flat and we've also been working in the same space and having the same meetings with the same colleagues and then afterwards going to the park and training together or before work actually training together, which has been good.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. I think it's been good all along because it's the first time that I have a partner that trains Aikido. And it was funny in the beginning because, you know, we Kathy started training and like we said, we were friends before, and then when she joined the dojo, started training, and things changed between us and we were traveling for...
Ivan, if I can interrupt, you're breaking up. I don't know if there's any interference.
I can hear some background noise somewhere.
That's better. Why don't you continue?
Okay. So like we said before, we were friends, and then when Kathy started training, soon after things changed between us. And she was diving into her training from the start. So we were able to start traveling, you know, for seminars and together, and we went to Japan together, and it was just really nice because, you know, in my previous relationships that, you know, I didn't have training, my partners didn't train Aikido. I always had this worry that I was leaving them behind somewhere because I was on the mat, you know, training and doing my seminars, and there was always this worry on the back of my mind, and with Kat is the first time that I don't have that worry, and it's just really nice. And we were Honbu Dojo last year, and I've kind of force of habits. I was like, oh no, I hope she's not bored and stuff. And then I come down from the third floor, she's just there having, you know, some water and chatting with some of our friends. And I was like, oh, you know, she's actually having a good time, so it's all good. You know, and you know, just as a force of habits, I started thinking about that. And so it's been just been really nice, and to be able to share something that is a huge, huge part of my life.
As in the introduction, something you both raised, which is very obvious, in terms of your ages and your professions, there's obviously a relationship there. There's a friendship prior to all this. But in terms of Aikido, the part on the mat, the gap between you is very large. Ivan, you've been at this for a fair old time, and you've got a lot of experience. And for Kathy, it's the novelty is still there, and will be for quite a while yet. And so, and even though you've jumped pretty deep into it pretty early, so your enthusiasm is tremendous, and it's carrying you through this. But it's very conscious. My own observation is it's quite mature is the way I would describe it. But regardless of that, the gap is still very large. And does that play at all in terms of not just on the mat, but when you leave and go home and you grab a coffee and chat to each other? Or has there been tension, for example? Has there been, why did you do that? Or does it seem quite workable, harmonious even at this point?
I would say it's mostly harmonious.
Mostly harmonious. I try to give her space, you know, and to figure stuff out for herself, and because I don't want my experience to precondition her in any way. So I want her to find some stuff out for herself. It's been, you know, I think harmoniously most of the way, and it's nice. Again, to be able to discuss things that she's experiencing now that I kind of forgot that you experienced as a beginner.
That is something fresh, which is fantastic.
It was really nice. And because she started later, you know, it's like you said, you know, there's a maturity already involved in the process. And I was a kid when I started, so a lot of my process was very intuitive and not very not very logical, maybe, or rational until later on. So we kind of getting to experience both worlds, you know, and thinking about it, but at the same time letting her experience things.
I suppose one of the positives is I hope, is me, and that is, Kathy, I can work on you and give you a hard time, and then when you both go home, you can complain about me, and then you don't have to worry about Ivan being the one to take the heat in that case.
Yeah, so. Hard time as well, don't worry. But it's, not in a different way. I think at the very beginning, I think one of the things that brought us closer together was actually me sending you endless messages asking you questions about things I didn't understand or that I wanted to know more about, or and in a way that was that was maybe one of the things that brought us closer together.
I did reply. I take it I did reply. I do remember replying to a lot of questions. but that's very nice to hear. And I heard a laugh there, and that's Olya. And Olya, why didn't you get your side of the story here? It's you and Rodrigo now. It's been, you obviously, the two of you have been with me a lot longer. I think Rodrigo joined just before you did, and I think, if I remember, you were in Portsmouth or Southampton. I can't remember.
I was in Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, yes. In the south coast in university, and then and so your attendance was more erratic at that time until you settled back in London, and then. Please go ahead. Let me stop and if you can explain your own experience.
So I think already, as Kathy and Ivan mentioned, it is amazing to have a partner with who you share the passion, and also, I guess, understanding of that passion. And I think we're very lucky in that way. Because Aikido is such a big part of our lives, it is great that after work we can just go to the dojo together and share the evenings, and we don't have to negotiate with partners or explain or make compromises. It's actually something that both of you love, and that becomes a time where you grow together. And again, the seminars, when you travel, if you're not a couple, I guess, you need to agree, you need to plan for other holidays, but as a couple, it's just very natural. So in that sense, again, really lucky. Of course, there are many challenges as well, which I guess we can touch upon also at some moment. And I guess at the beginning of relationship between me and Rodrigo, there was also quite a large gap, even though at did practice for about 3 years Aikido before that. But I found it was helpful that Rodrigo knew much better and I could trust, and as Kazi said, ask many questions. So that was helpful. I found it became more challenging as the gap started reducing. Yeah. What about you, Rodrigo?
Yes, thank you guys for sharing your ideas. I agree with many of the good already mentioned. I would add to that the joy of training together. There is a life journey. So the dojo has a series of events that take place day by day, become life, and that is fun with common friends. And challenges, definitely, probably one of the hardest ones is that the couple gets in the way of training. And in that sense, it is an amplifier for good and for bad. So, for example, I might think, or Olya might think, that there is more space to comment at some moment, but maybe the other person is feeling, actually, no, because you're my partner, I don't want you to talk now. So that raises some practical issues to solve. Then on the other side is an opportunity to grow. So as I was just thinking about this podcast, I thought that how fantastic being with Olya in this journey and having this opportunity to grow.
And if I can comment on Olga, Olya and Rodrigo, again, the two of you have been with me longer, and I've seen the trials and tribulations over the years, and I've also seen that you have both endeavoured to do a PhD, the same PhD since training with me, which took an enormous amount of energy, you know, mental, physical, emotional energy, and at the same time you're both trying to continue your training, which as your instructor you know full well that I regarded it as not always working well, because I would have been surprised actually if it did. Because we all have a certain capacity, and you've taken an enormous endeavor with your studies. This is as demanding in your time and energy. But the fact that you're together as well, and the fact that it's the same subject, and so Ivan and Kathy have just mentioned that they're living in and out of each other's pockets. This was way beyond it, living in and out of each other's pockets. It's I'm talking about space, which is such a big factor in martial art, but also in relationship, giving each other room, allowing something that maybe for however much the passion is shared, that we are also unique, that we also operate not quite the same. And it's not just because one of you is a guy and one of you is a girl, that would be a factor, but also because you are you're still separate, and as you know, I don't treat any of you as couples. I treat you all individually. It's whether you're involved in a relationship or not is not that it doesn't affect things. It does, but I treat you as fair game, if you want to put it that way. But I've seen the ups and downs, and there's conflict and tension, and I think also that the space, the disparity in your ranks did play a big part of that. But I suppose part of that growth, and if I can ask you, Olya, because I think this is probably affects you more at the moment. As that gap closed, as you correctly observed, and that's inevitable, because at the other end, the more experienced person, the return is not as significant as it is when you're in the earlier to middle part of your training. You're learning a lot more in the beginning, or especially in a new dojo. And so, how do you feel that that impacted on you? How did it affect you, both in the relationship wise as well as training wise?
So as I mentioned, I think it became more challenging as the gap started narrowing. And I guess it's because at some moment I had more confidence and understanding of Aikido. So, of course, learning every day, but I guess getting more closer to being senior, I got the capacity also to see some openings or feel when the technique is not working perfectly. And I guess being in a relationship, I felt more comfortable to sometimes mention it or to show the gap. And those became the moments of conflict. Maybe because what Rodrigo can speak for himself, but at least my perception that being senior and having the large gap at the beginning for Rodrigo, maybe it was hard to receive a comment from me. Maybe, I don't know. So that was challenging, and we tried actually not to, let's say, show openings to each other. At some moment, we did have a conversation, and Rodrigo actually, I remember, said, yes, you have grown now. It doesn't mean that now I can just continue teaching you as I used to do. So it was a bit of understanding that the dynamic has changed.
Mm.
But still, even now, there is this tension. For example, I might feel more comfortable with, let's say, Ivan to show an opening, or when he shows it to me, I just take it very clearly, this is training. With a partner, with Rodrigo, sometimes there's this thought in the back of your mind that is it being personal? Is it the relationship thing? So it's something
to manage. It stays in the family, that's why.
Yes.
Rodrigo, what do you think?
Definitely these challenges have been there. And I'll go back to what you mentioned about space and how sometimes because of being so close, it also feels that there is no space to be annoyed or frustrated on both sides. So as Olya was growing in seniority in Aikido, probably one of the biggest challenges for me was, so, okay, how do we deal with in the dojo situation? So I remember a conversation with you, Ismael, and you saying, look, leave her alone, give her space. So then I became very extreme in it, and I didn't want even to talk when training with her. Very typical me.
That's not space. That's abandoning.
and it was probably the way of, if the conflict starts to become verbal, is worse. Can we try to do it as a pure body language? And to be honest, it really didn't work. So. I think now we're starting to have more of a dialogue, and it seems like we, without putting many words, that we reach some type of agreement in which we define that there is an exploration time and there's a testing time. So in the exploration time, well, there's no point in showing all the holes. But in the testing time, it's fine. So it created this agreement of where are we. Still doesn't work sometimes. So it's like, why did you do that? But still, is the possibility of maybe figuring out how to make the best of that practice. And when it happens, it's very joyful. When it doesn't, because of the amplification, it's very frustrating.
Mm. Ivan, what is your observation of that? Because if you, like myself, you 6 years, I think you said, you've been around, and Kathy's only just joined recently, but kind of a fair assessment, just seeing Ollie and Rodrigo working together, and we've all seen them frustrated and sometimes fantastic, and other times just difficult. It's tense, and it's natural. I think you see a lot of that everywhere, and it needn't be Aikido, but let's face it, I mean, you're grabbing each other and striking each other, and in their case, if they're studying together and living together, then the opportunity for space is a difficult one, because please, I've said my part. What is your take on that?
Yeah, I think I remember one of these conversations with Rodrigo when we said to him, just, you guys should just stop training together for a while, and because I think it was towards the end of their PhD, and which of course already brings enough worries and tension. So we're like, you guys just need to give yourself that time off. And definitely, I think I've seen them working out. As it's like, I think what they are discovering is like, I already tried to do with Kathy in a sense that, you know, I tried to figure it out and feel when is the right time to say something, when is the right time to just move, you know, and let it go in a particular way. And it's a fun process, you know, and I think often I say to her, just like, you know, and now I'm just treating you as a training partner. Sometimes when things start to get a bit tense and I notice something else, it's like, look, we're just training. There's not, you know, it's not personal. You're just a body training with me now. And I want you to, you know, just, there's nothing behind it, you know? So sometimes I do have to say that, because it is difficult, you know, because you have, and you know, you're having this loving relationship at home, and then on the mats you're punching each other. It's really.
Yeah, I wanted to share on this an example. So this lockdown period forced Olya and myself to figure out how to train better. So we just came from the park, from just training a little bit, but just 3-6 months ago would have got a bit stressed in muscle, more tension. Today we just came from cooperating in that work together, and I think because there are no other people with whom to practice, so it's one of the odd things of having to be in a situation where your partner is also your training partner. In this case, turned out to be positive, but it took a while. I don't know how it was for you, yeah.
I agree. I think we improved during this time. And also, it was nice to notice that actually the more time we spend and training together, actually it's becoming better. Because I think sometimes couples say that they need space from each other and just do something together. I noticed that for us, it does work, that the more time we spend together doing things, the better we become. Also, I wanted to add to what Ismail was saying about the other couple. I think maturity definitely is, as we get more mature, we deal with it better. But it's still always this attention to where the thinking process and emotions come from. Still trying to always separate, is it coming from the relationship or really from training? So it's almost like being always aware. For example, if, let's say, my knee hurts and Rodrigo is throwing me and I feel the pain, sometimes I notice that I have an emotion. Well, Rodrigo knows I have the pain, and I told him, couldn't he do it lighter? And then I think, okay, is it me thinking this way because Rodrigo is my partner? And sometimes I even imagine if it was Urge or Ivan or Kathy throwing me, what would I think? And that helps me to get back on the track.
What do you think about when you are in a difficult situation, meaning certain mistakes or approach to training has been addressed and it's something that you're having to work on and you're not quite getting it right yet, and this is going on for a prolonged time? You're strong. Mm-hmm. Face it, everybody's got something that they struggle and work with to improve their training. And your partner, because they're in the same class and they may be hearing the commentary and they know that the sensei is trying to address something, has that ever become complicated? That's something that is intrinsic to you, not to them, that you know, it may take you weeks, months, possibly a year or two to work through this, because some stuff is not easy. It takes time. And has the partner been helpful? Have they interfered? Have they been, I won't say destructive, but got in the way?
Actually, I never thought about this, but as you said, Rodrigo actually gave me all the space that I needed. Actually, the comments that you make to me, he never interfered or highlighted, let's say, as I practice, like pinpointing the same things. I don't remember any of that. Sometimes there are some things like relax the shoulders. So we all know that we need to relax, but we don't know how. So I guess it's a bit of language. When Rodrigo is communicating in his language, it doesn't always mean that I can understand. So I understand the final outcome, but how to get there, sometimes it can be confusing because it's coded in let's say, Rodrigo's language. So that has been challenging. But otherwise, it was very helpful. For example, preparing for Shodan and Nidan. I'm very grateful to Rodrigo because even the mindset on how to prepare for exam, that was, for me, it was a bit transformational how Rodrigo talked about it.
Rodrigo, what about yourself? Mm-hmm. And this would be, the flip side would be interesting, that when you're in a particular situation where you're also working on whatever's been addressed. But the difference here is that as a senior, the junior, particularly a few years back, would be looking towards you, and it'd be a case of, oh, well, he's got something to work on as well. And it may not be the same thing. It may be the same thing, but usually not. It's usually something intrinsic to that person. Have you been self-conscious? Has it bothered you that why is he exposing me in front of my partner, who's so now she knows what I've got to deal with? Has it been embarrassing, awkward? Has it stiffened you or hurt your pride even? Or is it like, no, this is training and this is great. We this is what we've got to do and that's how it works. If you can comment, please.
Yes, it's a great question and challenging. That makes it a great question. And being exposed about something doesn't work or to work on probably has never been an issue. I'm always very open to hearing that. Although as it happens many times, we don't understand what is that we pointed out. But what has been sometimes hard to manage is that maybe Olya took a comment that you said from her point of view, which is valid, but maybe from my experience with you as an instructor, it is completely different. So if we get home and she goes back to the same conversation and highlights an aspect that maybe I say, well, that was not my experience in what I received in that comment, then it could become a little bit of a, don't know where to take this next, because if I say, no, he didn't say that, well, she actually heard it and it's valid how she heard it. Then maybe it has meaning. But maybe I'm looking at it from a different point of view. So sometimes it has been useful to see a light in how to solve it. Other times it has been even detrimental. So it sometimes might require that I just be quiet, take it in, try to solve it on my own. And other times it's been useful to just speak out and maybe see a different angle. So there's no black and white.
That's interesting. Yeah. But it's never been an obstacle. You've never felt that it's inhibited you just because the other members hearing and seeing is one thing, but somebody you live with, you haven't felt that it was a negative experience.
Not really an obstacle, but what happens is I've noticed that someone might hear a correction from you to me or to Ivan, and then someone else in the dojo uses the same words and they try to re-emphasize the same correction as if it was you saying it to us but it's someone who maybe has no clue what he's talking about.
Without the experience exactly. And the years of training, I understand.
And and in that case, it's like, why the F are you saying that if you really don't get it?
that's very good, very observant, I should say. Ivan, what about yourself?
I don't know. I actually, I'm processing all that I heard from Rodrigo. You have any comments?
Any? Are you conscious of anything? For example, in the middle of class, where oh, I wish you wouldn't say stuff like that in front of Kathy.
I make sure I make my. I do a ridiculous part of myself as often as I can. No, I don't mind. I don't think about that of being. I'm usually quite in my own, I guess in my own training mode, you know, in my own training mind, and kind of like trying to pursue the things that I'm pursuing my training. Also, when there's some kind of correction or something coming from you, and I hardly think how that's looking to other people around us. You know, it's like I just take it as directly as possible.
That's your learning curve, isn't it? It's but my own observation is that you take it on quite honestly, actually. And but I wanted to ask, just in case I'm not picking up on it. I'm just doing my job, actually. Is my concern is that everyone gets better. And I think you, Kathy, you addressed it quite well. When you walk on the mat, in a way, you've got to switch as much off as possible, and because you are there to learn rather than you know, the relationship is the relationship. That's your guys' concern, but the training is the training. And should any of you guys go your separate ways, but you still continue your training, the training continues, and the and that information. That you're getting should apply. Not that I think anyone's going anywhere, just as an observation. But Kathy, you've been very quiet as the junior. What do you think?
The only thing I'm thinking about really is I mean, I actually think that we train really well together at the moment. Yeah. Hopefully it will stay that way for quite a long time. I think one of the things about training, which I've kind of discovered over the past year or so, is that I think someone mentioned earlier, and I would definitely agree, that when people's kind of personalities and things about people, they become amplified on the mat. So maybe that's true about everybody, but I think, I don't know if it's just because like you're my partner, Ivan, but I think I'm quite sensitive to your mood or what you're bringing. What you're bringing onto the mat that day, or maybe that's just because I'm your partner. But I'm probably more sensitive to it or perceptive of it than I am of.
Does
somebody,
Kathy, does that affect the way you train, that sensitivity to him?
Sometimes.
I think it does. Yeah.
Sometimes it does, yeah. Because if I can feel his mood, if I feel, oh, Ivan's not in a good mood, I think I'm more tense. I become more tense and. I mean, we've got through it most of the time, haven't we?
Yeah.
But you know, I definitely notice, and I probably, I mean, perhaps I notice this with other people as well. I don't know, but I definitely notice it more with you. But
I think with other people, it's just easier to let go. You know, like if I notice on a day that Rodrigo is particularly not happy, you know, I know for whatever reason, he's struggling, or Oli as well. But now Rodrigo and I were pretty close, so I usually have a pretty good feeling of, you know, where he's at. But you know, and we're training, we're beating each other up a bit, and it's okay. And then we usually finish, and we're like, oh, and I'm really glad we trained together, because we let that whatever energy was there was able to find a way out, you know, through our practice. But it's, you know, we're friends, but we're not a couple. So in a way we can just be some kind of, I don't know, we just let that energy circulate and go away. And I've noticed maybe that's experience as well. And in with Kathy, sometimes she definitely feels my moods.
Because what was funny, I think it was Friday. I noticed that Ivan was in a bad mood when we were training, and after a while I was like, you know, I can't really do this, because I'm feeling, you know, I'm really feeling your mood, and I'm feeling tense, I can't relax. And he said, oh well, I feel a lot better than I did when we first started. So what happened was, like, the mood didn't really go away, it just kind of transferred onto me. Whereas I don't know, maybe that's to do with us as a couple, or maybe that's just to do with me and the way that I like process other people's feelings.
Is that an example of conflict resolution? I'm joking. But everyone's in a mood though, aren't we? And Kathy, you're completely correct that actually a dojo is a microcosm of you know, you can't get away from who you are on a day-by-day basis. That's what you're bringing to class. It just happens that you're couples. That's the difference. And if that amplifies, I suppose, as Rodrigo pointed out earlier, that's got its good point, and it's got sometimes its bad points. It all depends on the situation, but it is what it is. And that is also what you've chosen. You're grown ups. You know that's going to happen at some point on the training. But it is. I mean, I don't want to say much, because I mean, one can turn around and say it's early days for you. But that's a silly thing to say, because it may be true. But it's any one of us can only take where we are, and the rest will unfold before us. And my guess is it's going to be very good. That's the way I think we should approach it. Isn't that how it is? Yeah, just try to be as present as possible, and then whatever the future holds, it'll be positive. You know, touch wood, positive and exciting. And I'd like to ask all four of you. So, because of this experience and continuing experience, do you recommend it?
that's a tricky question, because it's not like we were a couple and we said, hey, let's do this thing together.
Yeah.
It kind of just happened by accident.
I noticed this, which is sounds like the best way. And I've got a couple of thoughts on it, because there's an instructor that in one of the seminars from last year, who's later on, when I was introduced to his wife, she has nothing to do with Aikido at all, and he is very much dedicated to it, and he believes it's the best thing, that she does her thing, I do my thing, but then when we get together, we're a lovely family with a couple of kids, and they're committed, and they do their family thing in that way. And I guess he's just speaking of what works for him and what works for them. And in my own experience, and it goes back a long way, it's been a mix. It's been it's through Aikido, but in general, it worked. Interestingly enough, Aikido was not the reason for breakup. It was something else. But the Aikido itself, I think there was too much mutual respect, and there was never In the main, I would say nothing's 100%, but there was no friction that way. Others I've seen over the years in some terrible, terrible situations, especially if one is the teacher. I've seen some awful acrimonious situations, but then again, I've seen awful acrimonious situations in non-Aikido, so I don't really attribute anything to it. I think in that respect, you're all normal. We're all normal. Again, whatever that means. And it's if there's anything, there's the amplification, which Kathy has mentioned. But it's transient. It's not like you're doing this 4 hours a day, 20, 25 hours a week, where that amplification is intense and unrelenting. And by the time it's dropped away a little bit, and then you pick it back up the next day. So it's sustained in that way. I think there's a very... it looks like a very enjoyable and very, from my point of view now, as your instructor and as a separate individual, it's I like it. I think it's very good for the dojo. It's very good for what I'm trying to do, and it's proven to be very creative. And it's the reason why I wanted a couple's podcast. And I think we should close this, guys, because I think you've all been very honest. I think it's all been very good. Is there anything you would all like to close with, starting with Kathy?
I just wanted to say, I mean, we're talking about this amplification of personalities and feelings and things, and it can be negative, but I think overall it has been positive. At the end of the day, we became a couple on the mat, so we obviously we weren't faced with one another and thought, oh my God, I don't like this or the feel of this. So, you know, if you can be with each other in that situation, I think, you know, you could be together in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, it's really fun as well. Mm. You know, I think it's really, really fun training together. And
yeah,
as much as it can be tricky sometimes.
Mm.
Mostly it's fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's all I've got to say, really.
Yeah, well, I think Aikido has this really unique aspect. Maybe there is in other martial arts as well, but I don't know. It seems that it happens more often in Aikido, and it's something that you kind of touched with Miroslav and Gina in the previous podcast, and you're talking about friendship, and there's something about Aikido that maybe because we're trusting each other, we're trusting our body to someone else to practice and someone else to improve. And so I think that when you're talking about, you know, a friendship, it definitely strengthens and builds these long-lasting friendships. I think when it's done in a positive way, when both partners are open, when both people in the training situation are open to the practice and to explore and flow with it, I think Aikido builds these, you know, life-lasting friendships, because you differently than other activities, we are always like working with that person's body in a very integral way. So without seeing someone and you see them again, it's like you were with them yesterday, but it's because you've addressed their body in a way that you wouldn't address doing something else if you were both friends because of some other activity. And of course, as couples, you do that, and on top of it, you have your romantic relationship together. So it's quite, it can be very fun and playful, you know, because you get to know your partner, I think, in a more complete way, because you're also working with their bodies, and then you have the, you know, all the rest of interaction you have at home, and so I think overall is really positive.
Olya.
Very interesting what guys already said. Connecting to Ivan's ideas on friendship, actually. I think through Aikido, we discover who we truly are much faster than if we just had relationship, let's say, through some meetings and just doing some other things together. It's almost like speeding up multiple times, because you cannot hide who you truly are, maybe for a few weeks, but then, as we were saying, amplification of personalities, it just comes out who we truly are. So when we build the relationships, they're more true, because maybe it could take years to discover who we are through some certain situations. I actually didn't think about it before. Just as Ivan was speaking, I had this feeling that it's very fast connecting with each other. And, well, with partners, the same thing. So with Rodrigo, it just took probably weeks or months to start to feel who Rodrigo is and what I like about him. So I guess to conclude, again, I do feel lucky. If I had a choice, I would just choose to continue training with my partner. And I think it has been beneficial for my Aikido. And I think it has been beneficial for the relationship itself. It allowed us to mature and keep growing. And I guess if we can deal with the challenges in Aikido as well, it just helps us to deal with other challenges in life.
Last one, Rodrigo.
So, very interesting conversation today. And I wanted to start with a comparison with other dojo members. Going back to Ivan's story of beating each other, Rodrigo, Ivan, and the corner, just trying to hit the crap of each other, see where the holes and didn't work, it worked. Ah, really nice punch. Ha ha ha. Keep going. And and that is very good to move things around. And when it happens with Olya in the dojo, it has the beauty that maybe out of the dojo today there was not a connection, but maybe after training, it now it flows. Nothing was said, nothing was reviewed. It just flows. So how, without words, there was an active listening. And it's so easy just to listen in terrible ways. So it's impossible to say exactly what is it to work, but that works well. But when it does, definitely there was an active listening on both sides. And it feels that there was a positive movement in some direction. So going back to your question, do you recommend it? Yes, if it's serious.
Well, that's quite a closure from everybody. That's quite that's wonderful. I think it's there's no answer, isn't there? It's a process. I think in the end, everyone is just saying that this is my experience, and as long as it continues to feel this way or one shape or another, then it's a wonderful thing to have. And for me, as the instructor watching you, and I'm sure there's going to be more to come and more to continue. I think it's a good thing that we have at the dojo, and I'm sure it goes on elsewhere as well. But I'd like to thank you all for coming, and I hope people enjoy this, because I think there's a lot of very good points here, and hope you enjoyed it, and hope to see you all soon. It's a good one. It's a very good one. I enjoyed it. Thank you, everyone, and goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Aikido of London discussion series.